Welcome to episode 213 of the Road to 30 podcast. Isaac here.
Dolly here.
O'Shea. And before we go further into this episode, guys, sorry about Pastor Dolly showing up last week. We had a slight issue with our mixer. So Pastor Dolly. That's what happened. Yeah.
Oh, when I was echoing.
Yeah. The echoing, it sounded like that. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Someone sent a message that went.
She was like that Pastor Dolly showed up last week. It was too funny.
Yeah. Sorry, yes, guys. I was messing up.
Yeah. So, quick one, you guys. Quick one, though, you guys. I know you guys always accused me of being the first to Japa, but I'd like to ask Dolly. Dolly, please, where are you?
I think.
Listeners deserve to know. That's what you say if it was me. The listeners deserve to know.
I'm in the UK.
Hey, God, you guys can see. Oh.
Bye, Naira.
Dolly has left. Oh. She has left. Oh, you guys.
I'm not Jack Paul. I just travel for a little bit. I'll soon be back.
Nice. It's definitely needed. You look like you need it. You already look better.
Ooh, thank you. So I virtually recorded, which, as you guys know, I hate.
Yeah.
But for the sake of you guys, because I feel like you guys be like, why are you guys going on a break? People just went on a break. Just when? I'm not going on a break again. No. I want for now.
Wow, so. Is that our listeners sounding? Yeah. Lolly, people drag you.
It's all love. It's all love.
Yeah, of it's course, of course.
So, I guess, how are you doing, Isaac?
Well, I'm actually good. I'm good. I've had a very chilled week. So, today is MGT fashion. They are doing it today and tomorrow. So, there's that. Yeah. But question, though, didn't GT used to do 1 week before for their fashion week?
I guess. I don't know. Maybe it was Lagos. Week, I don't know.
Because it's only 2 days from what I can see, 11th and 12th of November, and I'm like, now wow, economy reached there too. But yeah,
excuse me, sorry. Okay,
so, yeah, are you going that to dance? Nah, I don't have clothes. There's this guy, there's this creator that takes pictures of people at all these events. I don't know if you've seen his videos. I don't want to enter that thing. Next thing I'm wearing my normal shirt and shorts, and people are like, oh my God, everybody looks nice, but who was that guy?
Isaac, you should be confident in your fashion.
Oh, okay? No. I am confident in my fashion. I'm just not confident in social commentary about my fashion.
Okay, yeah. I hear you.
But yeah. And then I you know, I'm back at the gym now, so I've been dealing with cameras.
So how are you enjoying the gym?
Well, I mean, it's all right. It feels different. Because this seems very, I don't know, it seems very public now. So yeah. Like you walk in and you see people that you see on the internet all the time, and it's just very, I don't know.
Very
well. But yeah. Yeah, it's very one kind, but I mean, everybody's doing their own thing, so it's decent.
I look, you miss the gym now. It's so funny. I'm thinking if I should go back. What if I go back now? After all the fight, I was fighting. 2 weeks ago. No, that's be like, okay, so you want to come back?
they will label you a terrorist.
I want to lift weight, actually. I feel like it would be good for me to lose some weight. How much is it again for 1 day? Do you remember?
Nope. No, I don't.
Maybe like I'll go like twice a month. 1 day pass.
I mean, it makes sense, but will it work out like only 2 times a month won't really make sense though.
I mean, who's to say it will make better sense than it's making. I'll also be doing my normal home workout I've been doing. But I'll use those 2 ones, or maybe like two. Maybe those two, I'll use it for like, what do you call it, to really weight lift. That was what we'll be about.
I mean, it makes sense.
Maybe I'm just thinking all the dietitians and the personal trainers in the house. Please let me know if that makes
true.
Sense.
That's true. Please, if you're a dietitian that listens to the Road to 30 podcast, please send me a message. I appreciate it. I want to bulk up.
Yeah,
I need to get my macros right.
I want to lose weight. So tell me what to do. They say it's usually all down to the diet, Abby.
That's what they say, that is built in the kitchen.
Abby, I need to know. Anyway, my week has been good. So I want to share my testimony with. I'm going to put a timer on my phone so that I would be quick about it. 5 minutes. Okay.
Sister, so let me get please, you have 5 minutes for your testimony. Your time starts now, please. No singing. No singing, please. You know, those people are like the worst.
They'll give you 2 minutes to start. Sing hallelujah. Well, okay, let me tell you guys what happened. So Isaac has already mentioned, I didn't jab well, but I took it through. Nice. And it's a testimony because this week, I'll say like, it's something I've been praying about from the beginning of the year because like, I just really wanted to travel. And you know, I know that people sometimes want to pray for like, you know, I guess like really, really big things, like, you know, want to get a job and all those things. And I pray about those things, but me, I just felt like, you know what, God, like, I feel like I can ask you anything. I mean, you can do anything. So, I mean, hey, I do want to travel. I haven't traveled in like 4 years. And I was like, it would just be really nice. And so I have been praying about it all year and just believing that it will happen. And then the opportunity like came up like last month, you know, and because I don't even have the money like to travel, you understand? But the opportunity came up and, you know, thankfully, my mom is the one basically sponsoring my trip. So after I knew that, okay, she was down to like sponsor my trip, it was not like in getting visa. And that visa, I was a bit nervous, even though I've applied for like UK stuff before, but this time around, it was just a bit nerve-wracking for me because I don't really have like a stable job. And I was a bit worried that that might be an issue. And obviously because of how much like the pound, I mean, Naira has, you know, I was just thinking that that too could be a problem. So I was a bit worried. And if you guys remember, okay, was that what I said last week? Okay, maybe not that one. But anyway, not that one. Okay,
just told us to pray.
Yes, so I'll tell you what that one was about. So I have been praying and praying and praying. I was a bit nervous, but by the grace of God, I was able to get it. I think I mentioned like maybe 2 or 3 episodes ago that I got something that I have been praying for, and so that was it. But then so we booked tickets. After we booked tickets, that was when we realized that the ticket I booked, the airline I booked, we need a transit visa, like, which is obviously not something that like in the last times that I used to travel I had to deal with, because you know UK was under Brexit. Abby, not Brexit, but the EU at the time. And even when I traveled like 4 years ago, like even though they were already like out of the EU, I think they were still kind of like working the kinks. So it wasn't like active as at that time. So we didn't know that now I'll need a transit visa. And I was so worried because literally it was when I was just dissing with my friend, literally a week to my travel, that she now said, ah, Dolly, have you gotten transit visa? I was like, transit visa. Ah, as soon as she said it, that thing like it broke me, like it broke my heart. My heart was just so broken because I'm like, how am I even going to like start getting on this? I was like so looking forward to traveling on this particular day. And so that was what I was saying last week when we did that episode, that I kind of like had like a breakdown because I've been wanting to rest for so long, and that trip was what I was holding on to because I've been so burnt out. And so when it didn't seem like it might not happen, I almost like was beginning to like lose my mind, and I was just so bratty towards God and everything. But you know, I was getting encouragement from like people around that, don't worry, it's going to happen. Don't worry, God is in control. And I was like, okay. So I just kept on praying about it and just believing. I'm just saying, you know what, God brought me this far. He's the one that even presented the opportunity. Nobody say he was there before. So I'm just going to trust and hope. It took a bit though. But I said I'll trust and hope. And that was why last week I was saying you guys that you guys should put in a word for me because I've not been very nice.
Yes. Yes, I know I was there.
Oh, on the very day that I was traveling, literally that day, I picked up my visa in the morning. In the morning of that day.
Billionaire, no, don't pass this though. You put visa in the morning, you catch flights in the evening.
Yeah, man. We didn't, I mean, it was good. You have to, like, if you are pushing back the flights, you have to pay, like, to change it and everything. So the fact that we didn't even have to do that, and I was still able to travel that day was, like, really amazing. And so, like, that was really, like, my testimony. And I kind of learned during this period to just trust God. Yeah, my timer has gone off, so I guess my testimony is kind of over. But I just learned
that. The pastor is looking at you. I'm giving you something there.
The pastor, they're already beginning to play these stuff to usher
exactly me the ushers, the music guys already play soft music.
As in, but yeah, that's really like my testimony. I'm just grateful to God. It all happened the way He said that it would. And here I am. So I'm living in an answered prayer right now. And my week ultimately has been fine. I mean, being able to like experience the travel thing that I haven't experienced. Like I said, when I entered the plane and I smelled that, I said, wow, this is international travel.
Guy, I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous.
I mean, I have a thing with like plain food. I just like to eat plain food. Not like the snacks, so that Dana, even let me not throw Dana Air. At least Dana Air is still the few airlines in Nigeria that still giving.
That still give good food.
Which good food? It's just snack. I don't give you the snack when you're exiting.
When you're leaving.
No, I don't want you to go and get to their but like I love like international. I just don't know. It's not like the food is always very sweet, but it's just.
I think it's the feeling it's just of nice. In like continents. Yeah.
I think it's also like eating that nice meal, like and then watching film. You know. Mm. That kind of vibe is just right. So I'm happy for you. That's how my week has been, and it's just been like cool. Up and down. I've just been trying to like I've been resting a lot, I've been sleeping, and just getting myself into like just trying to like enjoy kind of But I'll be back soon. I don't want
speaking
to
speaking of soon. You don't want to spoil it. Oh, okay, fair. You don't want to be dead.
No.
I mean,
yeah, no, I don't want to be there too long.
If I was the one, I'll probably be there longer. But you know, I guess.
I know yourself. I don't know what it is. I feel like I just really like. I like being Nigerian. Maybe it's also because I don't really have money like that. Maybe if I had like money.
Yeah.
I don't mind because I'll be able to afford all kinds of different things, you know, and
I guess. Yeah, you'll be able to go and come as you please.
Yeah, but ultimately, I like being able to take a little bit and then go back to Nigeria. I think because Nigeria is like my comfort zone now. It's just my everything is there, my car, my room, my vibe.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it, Sha. Yeah. Don't worry, it's small. But it's good. It's good that you've actually gone. I'm happy. It's been a while. I don't think you've been out since we started the pod. So this is really good news.
I think I went for like maybe one time that year after we started, and then that was it.
Yeah.
Isaac has been the one doing tourists.
Guy, this year I didn't go anywhere. As in, I can't believe it, man. It's so tough. But we'll move.
You'll be fine. Yeah, I did 4 years.
Yeah.
You'll be okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't worry. We'll see where I'll go. Maybe I'll just enter Cotonou again before the year runs out. Okay. Now is a good time to say, guys, that we're going to be having a little shindig.
On Sunday?
Yeah, on Sunday, the 10th of December, we're going to be having a little, think of it like, you know, this Apple Music Lounge thing where they get the singers to come and have an intimate singing experience, like a tiny desk concert. Yes, that's the one. So we're having
interesting way to put it.
Yeah, so we're having like a podcast version of the Tiny Desk concert, which is going to be for you guys. So tickets are going to be on sale by the time you listen to this, and
just
we encourage you. Yeah. Yeah. It's a community thing. Please go on, Dolly. Go on.
Is it going to be on sale by the time they listen to this?
The tickets will be on sale by the time they listen to this, yeah.
Oh, I mean, okay. I felt like we wanted to, because first of all, what I would love is to be able to help for our newsletter readers to see it first.
Don't worry, it'll be on they'll be able to get tickets by now. But then the priority is for people who listen and are newsletter people. So
yes,
the earlier you get your tickets, the better. Because
it's not going to be a lot of tickets, because we're not doing it for, it's not like a live show. It's just a little skinny.
It's
so
a little thing.
Yeah, just a little thing. That will be nice to just see some of you guys, and yeah, that'll be fun. Do you want to tell them how much tickets is?
Yeah. So tickets will be 5K. Okay. And yeah, I don't think there'll be any limits to the number you can buy, but the overall show, like I said, is like a tiny desk thing. So it's going to be very intimate. It's genuinely for you guys, OGs. You won't see this on social media, most likely.
What?
Until maybe later.
Right? I don't know what Isaac is talking about. That was not our discussion, Sha.
Okay, but fine, Sha. But
Sha, you guys are hearing it first before we put it online. So
That's it's going to be on the 10th of December, which is a Sunday, and we look forward to seeing you guys there. There'll be food, there'll be drinks, and if you're a DJ, reach out.
Conversations,
pictures. Please come with a good attitude. Okay, that's the most important thing. Your outfit, this is a safe space. Your outfits don't really like dress comfortably, but most importantly, a good attitude.
Yeah. just be open to just, you know, mix and gist, because like we said, it's going to be small, so like it's not the kind of thing where you really be able to like hide. It's not like the live show where like, so it'll be like smaller. We'll be able to probably see a bit more.
No, we will see you. We will see everybody, so you'll be able to hide.
Yeah, I just want to gist with you guys, talk with you guys, food and drinks, and
So tickets will be on Tix Africa. I feel like that's
we'll let you guys see. This is why we have to put on social media now. We can't just leave them hanging. We have to post it there.
So we have to.
But we'll put the link first for those that follow our newsletter. So like, hey, go and subscribe to our newsletter. Even though we release at the end of the month, because of this, we are going to like put this out very like fairly early, like
middle this week.
Yeah, so that you guys can cop the tickets, okay?
Yeah,
and then we'll now put the other thing after we put it like maybe for a day on our newsletter, then we'll now put it on our social media so that you can buy. And like you said, be quick, because they're going to be very limited. It's not as big as the live show, it's much smaller. So
bring your friends. We hope to see you there, but you know. Okay, so that said though, I want to talk about something. It is Men's Mental Health Month this month, November. I wanted to keep a mustache for November, but do you know what happened, Dolly? My barber bullied me. Do you know what he said?
What did he say?
Yeah. While he was cutting my hair, I was like, oh, please cut everything except the mustache. And he looked at me and he said, why are you acting like you're in primary school?
What?
All this time. I'm telling you. He said this in Yoruba. He was like, Clay to man shebi omode ba omo primary school. And I'm just looking at him and I'm like, bro, it's not my decision. And he was like, no, don't worry. Like, something else will fit you. Don't do this. And I'm like, but I want to do it. He said, look at me. Are you sure you want to do this? And when he said that, I panicked. I didn't know if I did want to do it anymore, so I didn't do it. But I went bald again, so I'm back on my little B look. But yeah, it is Men's Mental Health Month, guys, and my AP this week is not so much of an AP, it's just for the guys out there. Please talk, right? Have difficult conversations, right? And really and truly express how you feel. Okay, I think we've spoken a lot this year about, you know, tying your, what's that thing called? Tying your self-worth to how much money you have. So that's something that I would really like for people not to do anymore, guys especially. So yeah, please try and talk, open up, get genuine friends who you know you love, speak mm-hmm. with them, share good times. If something mm-hmm. upsets you, please try and communicate it. Stop mm-hmm. trying to put your feelings second because you want the situation to go well. This could be with maybe family, friends, or your partners, whatever. Please try mm-hmm. at every point in time to express truly how you feel, your displeasure, things you like. Try and be happy. Try and live in the moment, okay? Because there's really and truly a reason why the older we get, we see more grandmothers and less grandfathers, right? So it starts now, please, guys. Try and ask for help. Try and talk. And really and truly try and express yourself as you get older. So happy Men's Mental Health Month to all the male listeners out there. And I sincerely,
happy Men's Mental mm-hmm. Health Month.
Exactly. That's it. Nah, I can't. It's a tongue twister. It's like, you know, that chick that is selling seashells on the seashore.
The girl that is selling seashells.
Guy, I hated that thing so much. She sells seashells on the seashore, and I'm just there like, yes, that's my AP for the week. Before we go further, also, sorry, real quick, Dolly, people have been dragging us on Twitter. So please, if you want to join the community, right, follow us on Twitter and use the hashtag RT30podcast to get involved in the conversation. So I think I've put that out there for all of you guys. Because I saw somebody saying that, you know, they don't know what to use. So there you go for any other person that was wondering. Yeah, and we do have Twitter because it turns out some people don't even know that we have a social media presence. So please, we don't just talk, right? We don't just talk. We're actually real people. I see some comments on my YouTube where people are like, oh my God, it's so interesting seeing you speak. I'm just used to listening. And I'm like, I exist, guys. I know be bot. I'm not AI.
I think
so, yeah. So please follow us on socials. I'm a robot. Follow us on socials and Road to 30 podcast. Use the hashtag RT30 to get involved in conversations. And yeah, Dolly, over to you. Anything we have to read?
Okay, so I think we just have one message, which there's somebody that was supposed to have responded to. I'm so sorry. It's just been a very all over the place few weeks. So I'll do my very best to get to you this week. Okay. All right. So the person just said, hi guys, what do we need to do for you to not end the pod by 30? Or what needs to happen or be in place for the pod to continue? Please let us know. Well, we need to be in a place where we're earning good money from the pod. That's just the truth.
I think maybe not G-Wagon, but
we just need to be in a place for any like good money, like you know, from the pod, like a good salary. Because if we're in a place where we're doing that, then we're able to like put other things like aside, you know, and not have to like consider. Because you guys don't understand, like when it comes to like a lot of things that we do, we always have to think about the podcast first, like. If we're thinking of like Japan now, for example, if we're thinking about getting a job outside of Lagos, let's think about there's so many things that one has to like take into like consideration. And it's easier to do that when there's something that is money is entering. And we've been doing this for like what, almost 5 years now. And we've been doing it for almost 5 years. I feel like while we still love like how like we're impacting people and we love the community that we have from Road to 30, we really do. But the truth is, as you guys know, it just gets to a point where like, how do we now continue to sustain that and sustain ourselves? You know, so that's just really it. If we're any good, we'll really love to keep it going, honestly. So Or you can
yeah,
just
I think
if you know any businesses that would like to that would benefit from us from being sponsored by Abby, from sponsoring us. Sponsoring us, then please yeah. talk to them. We've had a few of you guys, like some of like the brand stuff that we've gotten in the past is really from you guys, to be honest. So, and we really appreciate you guys. So you can just keep on putting out the word for us to your companies or to any company you know or to any business that you know, and we'll be happy. Yeah.
Yeah, I think for pray me for
that will
for
be
me is G-Wagon. If by the time like we turn 30, I have a G-Wagon, then we can continue. And the only way to get a G-Wagon is if you guys can get Airtel to sponsor the podcast. I'll happily. Yeah, like you know, the funny thing is, even if it's those run-down 2004 G-Wagons, I'll buy it. I'll just pack it in my house and put road to 30 plate number. And I'll say just because of this, so I'll continue in the pod. Yeah, but jokes aside, I think it gets to a point where, because of course we're growing and like priorities are changing and shifting constantly. Like for instance, think about when I was always in Osun, like the hustle to go back and forth just to record and stuff like that. Yeah. And then again, because of the way we wanted the podcast to be honest, intimate, and stuff, it gets to a point where you're like, if you keep pushing other things like to the back because of it, it's like, is it really worth it? And then there's also the general point that, you know, it's 30, it's about the road to 30. And once somebody turns 30, you can't be 35 saying, hey guys, welcome to the Road to 30 podcast. Like, hey, don't pass now. You're older than this. Drop the mic, you know? So, but yeah, I think it's more of a question of let's see. Let's see what happens as we get along. Let's see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. So just be praying for us that we just work out, because we really would like to be able to keep going, but we just need a lot of things to be able to align, you know.
Facts. We do all this for you guys. I feel like if we were in England together, it would have been easier to do.
Probably
a lot more loving, softer. But you see, by virtue of being in this part of the world, bro, do you even like, let me just give you guys some insights that you guys might not even know. excuse me. Studio time alone in this country is crazy, right? And then you don't have to factor in. Yeah, and then like we live in a world where like things are sort of, there was a conversation on Twitter this week that just sort of put it into perspective, right? It's like sometimes you're not in the places you should be because the people in those places are looking for something else, right? So there's all these weird things around creatives and stuff in Nigeria. But long and short is just, you know, things are very expensive in this part of the world, so sustaining creativity is not the easiest. Imagine you're creating and, you know, you look abroad and your people are like soft, you can wake up any time of the day and create. But in Nigeria, you have to be looking at, when will I have light? When will my neighbor not shout? And all those kind of bands. But that's that on that. So
yeah.
I wonder, anything you want to talk about?
No, you go.
Okay. So I wanted to talk about something, just like I was saying in my AP earlier, which is I wanted to talk about having difficult conversations and how important they are the older you get, right? So for context, there was something that I had been pushing off for a while, right? Like, so I'm actually back on like this job search now because I'm trying to make sure that I'm employed before Q1 next year. And in order to do that, it's funny. Listen. It's like just ahead of Q1 next year, I just want to see if I can have something. So I've come back to those
Kiwi habits.
I need to what?
Support your Kiwi habit.
Yeah, which is true actually. These days I can only afford one kiwi every 2 weeks.
My one kiwi every 2 weeks.
If I buy more than one, then I'm running myself into a ditch. So these days I settle for just ginger and green apples because they are sweet and they are cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, so difficult conversation, right? So I'm back on that space and I'm talking with some recruiters and stuff like that. But the difficult conversation was I had to actually sit down with like my mom and stuff and be like, hey, so this is what I want to do, and you know, get her to buy into it and stuff. And it wasn't so easy. It was a conversation that I had been pushing for a long time, right? And I just noticed that, you know, sometimes you play out 500, 600 scenarios in your head, or because you're trying to actually just avoid talking to somebody about something, right? And then even sometimes I know on the pod, because like we're two, sometimes we actually have to sit each other down and be like, yo, listen, what the hell are you doing? Or what the hell am I doing? And stuff like that, just to be able to actually attack something before, what's that thing? Before resentment starts to grow.
Yeah.
Right? So the whole concept of difficult conversations, I find that the more difficult conversations you're able to have, and like the sooner you're able to have them in a calm and collected manner, the easier your life actually becomes, right? And I don't really have any example in a relationship setting, but do you have any example in like a relationship setting where you had to have like a difficult conversation?
Yes, now there are sometimes when, like, you know, you love your partner, you love them very much, but maybe there's something that they are doing. And sometimes you don't want to like, hurt their feelings sometimes, you know, because it's even your partner at the end of the day. Even me, if I don't want my feelings to be hurt, but sometimes some stuff needs to be talked about and needs to be had, so that it can make the relationship better. And those conversations are never easy when you need to have those things. But like, you know, like me, I've said, like, when it comes to one thing I noticed, and one thing I had to like get with the program with when I was getting older, was just having to just be confrontational sometimes. I'm not a confrontational person. I'd rather just leave the matter, honestly. But I've been put in so many different situations where I realized that it's just better to just confront it once and for all and deal with it then, and just know that you have dealt with it, instead of just trying to shift it under the rug, because it's still come up. And then it's not even making more harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've learned that, like, those conversations, you can't just ignore them as much as you want to. You have to. And sometimes the difficult conversations come in different, like, sides. Like, sometimes you have to have difficult conversations with yourself. Like, for example, when you're in a situation.
When you're what?
When you're being the villain in a situation.
Oh, yes, facts.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to have to, like, to sit yourself down and be like, bro, like, maybe.
Why am I doing this?
Like, why am I acting like this?
Yeah.
Like, why am I behaving like this? Maybe something, you know, sometimes, you know, now it's not even just about being a villain. Sometimes you just know that there are areas in your life where you need to
be better.
And sometimes, because of, we always look at ourselves with rose colored glasses,
you know? Facts. We're perfect,
like, yes, you know that you have defended yourself in like so many ways, but sometimes you have to sit down and just be like, but you know that the reason why you're doing this is not because of that thing you have convinced yourself. It's because of, this is the
true
thing. How do I become better? So you have those conversations with yourself. You have those conversations with people that you love. Isaac and I, we've had a lot of difficult
conversations. We've had multiple conversations, right? I keep remembering the time where I tweeted that you were annoying me.
That one was funny. Isaac and I recently had a difficult conversation. This was like maybe 2 months ago or so.
Oh, which one hit me?
I do remember that you had called me on the phone. And,
Yeah.
And then we spent some days stewing on that. Then we now had to come during the week. But we didn't want to do it like before we record an episode. Before we'll now start fisticuffs. Then we will now show. We'll now be like,
you know, like, hey guys, yeah. You know, people always sense it to be like, "Oh, hey guys, I enjoyed the last episode, but are you guys okay?" I could sense a little bit of, you know.
People always sense stuff. It's so weird to be like, when someone will say like, "Oh, that like you felt you sounded
are you okay?" Like, yeah,
put together, but clearly they can tell that like I'm
they
not.
Can, they can tell through our bullshit. They're like, "Nah, you guys are not in a good space." Yeah, true that.
And I had to meet. And we spoke for like maybe almost 2 hours of having like
that. Yeah, we had to meet in the middle.
We had to meet. We just had to talk. Mm-hmm. And it was a tough one to have because it was one of his sensitive nature.
Yes, but, true that. But I'm happy we did. We came out better for it now.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good. And that's why those conversations are good because you don't want to allow it to stew. And then you also need to understand where the other person is coming from because sometimes you might think that you know where a person is coming from with something, but they might actually just be coming from like a whole other place. And so it helps come to a place of understanding.
True. And like, it's one of those things where like, I'm saying this because just like you mentioned, like people also need to realize that you're not like sliced bread in the sense that your shit also stinks. So sometimes you have to also like realize that, listen, I could be a problem. Right. And then you need to go into these kind of conversations, you know, with like an open mind and be ready to listen. I say it like that you should always try and focus on the issue, not particularly the person. Because, a lot of times people go in and like, instead of actually listening to understand and solving an issue, people just listen to respond. Or they have like this 500 points in their head that they want to make sure they get out.
Have you had a difficult conversation with your parents?
Well, yeah, I do now. Like, I do all the time.
Talk about them, something, but about your relationship with them.
Yes, I do. I had one, when I initially came back to Nigeria, I was talking with them about the fact that sometimes, you know, the normal African parents thing, where sometimes it just feels as though there's a box that kids need to live. And once you start moving outside that box, it's almost like, listen, you know, this classic statement, what will people outside say? And how you're not considering how I would look to people outside, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, conversations around, listen, allow people to be themselves. You cannot mold your child into things that you should have done or things that you wanted to do. So that one was. That's like the most recent one. No, not the most recent. The most recent one was when I had recently about, you know, actually deciding that maybe I need to start putting things in place to actually move forward as opposed to just chilling so much per se. Right, because...
Why was it a difficult one to have?
Okay, it was difficult because there's a... So here's the thing, I'm the only one in Nigeria right now. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's understandable that if I decide not to work, I might look like the bad egg for a long time. Right. So it's like there has to be that balance between, okay, don't lose yourself in your 20s versus work very hard. But at the same time, life is not just about, you know, money and work, and don't make that your identity. So finding the balance in between all that. And then, another one that was even interesting that I had one time was about the pod, right? Where it was listen, you know, like, we want you to leave this country, right? So is this thing really something that you think, you know, is like a passion sustainable in the face of what is going on in the world right now? That kind of vibe. But it wasn't an easy conversation to have because sometimes you look at all the metrics and everything is like, this doesn't make any sense. But the thing I do like that they saw was that if something means something to us, one thing I know my parents always do is they come around. Like if they see that it makes you happy, right, they don't have to agree with it. They will fight at first too. But after like a day or night of sleeping over it, they'll be like, no, fine. We'll support you. Not that thing, but we'll support the way it makes you feel and we'll keep that part. So
I was thinking about how we even had a difficult conversation with Route 30. Our Route 30 listeners, when we said this is the day we want to end.
Yeah, December 18, 2025.
That was a difficult conversation, but we had to have it, you guys, because
true
just
that.
in it, so that you guys will know way ahead of time. Like we said before, it's not to say that it could not still change, but for now, that's what it is. And if it does change, we'll let you guys know, you know, but just so that you are prepared, you know.
Yeah, I've had it wasn't.
Okay, go on.
Go on, go on. Oh, okay, okay. I was just going to say it wasn't easy for us to do when we got there. Like to actually sit down and be like, listen, you need to plan an exit strategy sort of thing and then see where you actually want to be and all those kind of things. But we needed to do it just to better understand.
Yeah. So I was going to say that I've had difficult conversations with my parents as well. Very, very difficult. Okay. As a matter of fact. You know, me and my parents were a very weird bunch.
You guys are not honest. You're just weird. This is what I did there.
Honest, but nice one.
Thank you. I'll be here all night.
So actually, yeah, we're kind of like a weird bunch. We are not. For me, I'm an emotional pet. Like, anyway, like I said before, we're all emotional beings. But what I'm trying to say is that I'm not the most. When it comes to relationships, I'm much more like about heart. You understand? And so for me, that's not necessarily how my relationship with my parents have been. I'm more like a deep conversation type talk with my parents type of stuff. But you know, we've had some blow-ups in the past, but I would say that having understanding, I feel like those conversations were necessary when they were, you know, because where I am now with my parents, I feel like it's probably in a much better place. I mean, it's still not in the, I don't know if it will ever be that whole, you know, seriously deeply emotional type situations, but it's a much better relationship, because I feel like everything that was needed to be said has been put on the table. So now in moving on from there, we're moving on knowing that this is how this person has felt and this is how maybe it can be better, you know. Or so we're moving on knowing that this is what the other person has in their mind, so it's all in the open.
Yeah, everything's right on the table now. Nobody's.
Yeah, so you make a decision to move on, knowing that those things have been laid out on the table. And so I feel like that is good. I have a friend who we had like a very rough, we had like a bit of a breakup in a sense. Not really like a breakup, but we had a serious situation that happened a few years ago. Isaac is aware of this. It was very crazy because we were very, very close. And it was just a very deep situation that happened at the time. But since then, like, I mean, it took a while because it was a lot of like difficulty. But like she definitely like made an effort, especially in knowing where we both now kind of like stood with certain things. She made an effort in repairing the relationship. I don't feel like she put in much more effort than I did, really. Putting a lot of effort. And yeah, like I feel like, I mean, we're not still as close as we were before, but
at least you've had it.
Like I feel like we could. Like I feel like we're building like a different relationship.
It's evolving. The relationship is evolving.
And it's good. We had a conversation recently. And, you know, I was just like, you know, I actually thanked her because I felt like she definitely put in the effort to make things better and to just get to like a much better space. And I feel like now we are aware. We won't agree that that situation needed to happen at the time, because I never really had anything happen like that before. So... It was a difficult situation then. It was a difficult year. Isaac knew when that situation happened. But we're better for it.
Yeah, I mean, that leads me into something else also, because like another thing is one reason why we tend to avoid difficult conversations sometimes is that we're very comfortable and we don't want a change. We're not okay with certain things ending or certain things evolving. So it's like instead of actually confronting something head on, that space of ambiguity where we are still, we're still doing what we want. Right, we're still okay with the current reality is a reason why people tend to avoid it. And I think like you should be okay with knowing that if you have a difficult conversation, things might not really end well. But the aim is to really just make sure that you're honest, true to yourself at all times, right? And that you allow yourself to truly express, like Dolly was saying, like to truly put things on the table. And then it also leads to, growth as well. Like you end up in a position of like you actually do feel better, you feel the growth, right? And then it allows for like the relationships to start on like a different what you call it, foundation, right? And sometimes things are just meant to change, and that's okay. It's just that we're not comfortable with change. I was watching somebody that mentioned how one reason why people tend to lose friends when they decide to like better themselves or to evolve or and all that is because it changes the perception that people have of you. Some people are comfortable with who you are, and you changing and
Yeah,
becoming
I think
better.
that's something like that too. Like they've come to
Yeah.
love, like they love you, like they've loved you like this. And so when you're
Exactly.
evolving, it's like this is not the person that I have loved. It's so
Exactly.
weird.
This is,
It's
yeah, no,
true.
it's, and it's funny because the
It's
person
real
also
though.
went on to, it's real. Yeah, the person went on to talk about how humans were naturally selfish, right? And sometimes it's not from a place of malice. It's just how we are, right? Like, like for example, if you're my friend and we're both just guys, we're like laid back, we're chilling and all that. The day that you decide to be, I don't know, maybe waking up at 5 a.m. and all of a sudden you want to put your life in order and start hitting the gym and changing, it affects our relationship because it affects how I perceive you. All of a sudden, like this is you're becoming something that I'm not particularly comfortable with. And naturally, it's in my interest to be like, bro, you don't need to do all that. Just relax. We're good where we are. So it's sort of the same concept for like difficult conversations sometimes. It's like we just dance around it, like, no, don't worry, it's fine. Because we're so worried that what if when I do this, things change, right? What if when I do this, this isn't it, the result isn't what I particularly want. But I just want you guys to like focus on the fact that sometimes those conversations, those things just need to be had in those moments. You have to like remove yourself from, yeah, they're necessary. You need to remove yourself from trying to, play God and find out like, determine solutions and all that. Just have those necessary conversations.
Yeah, I guess the other thing that I would just add to this is just to say that there are also ways in which to have like difficult conversations, but like you need to like assess the situation and decide which how you want to go about it. Like for example, sometimes being gentle about it is great. Like you don't want you can talk to a person gently and sweetly and kindly, and they will get the message. But there are other times where tough love is very, very necessary, like
True,
extremely
true.
necessary. But tough love at the same time, it can be delivered very tough and direct, but also not disrespectfully. There's a
True,
way to do
true.
that. So you need to know like how to like do that. You can tell a person that like, for example, if you want to tell a person that like you, I don't know, like you just want to tell a person to stop doing something, you can just tell them that like, look. Like real talk, if you keep on doing stuff like this, like you can get arrested. Like they would arrest you, they would put you in prison. This is how this thing is making you look outside. Whereas, or instead of telling the person, why are you being such a dumb hoe? Now, don't get me wrong, bro. Maybe sometimes they are talk to each other. So that might be a way you guys already normally talk to yourself, you understand? But regardless, you
Yes.
already know how you and a person like converse. Let me know. Use that as
Yeah.
in. You already know
No,
how
I
you're an
get you.
impressive. Yeah,
I
you know how
get
you're an
you.
impressive conversation, and so you know how you
Yeah.
can deliver something very directly. And you need
Yeah.
to know when, because some things don't need to be delivered sweetly and gently. Some things need to be delivered in
There's
a very
that.
tough manner. So you need to
There's
assess
that actually.
even to yourself. There are sometimes where you need to give yourself like a tough love. Sometimes you can be sweet to yourself and be like, okay, let me. you deserve grace. I mean, you tried your best. And sometimes you just be like, man, girl, you messed up.
Mm-hmm, you mm-hmm. Pick yourself up.
You have done better and you chose not to do better.
Mm-hmm.
Why? You knew better, you chose not to do better. Do better for yourself.
You're acting like a skank ass hoe. Sometimes you have to tell yourself that. It's true.
Like, sometimes you have to tell yourself.
Sometimes you have to look in the mirror and be like, listen. This is not the time to be like, oh, you know, I'm doing my best. No. It's like, listen, you're being a bitch and I need you to fix up and move forward. And like, it's true. You're right. Like, you really need to be able to balance, you know, the delivery. Yeah, but the most important thing is having the convo.
Yeah. And also, like, always coming from, like, however you come across, let it always be from a place of love. You know, there's a way you know when you're coming from a place of love. I'm giving this example, and I really love this analogy that I think I mentioned it on the call before, this prophetess gave a while ago. I remember when she was talking about something, and the way she said it, a lot of people felt like she was being very mean about it. But she said something, and she said, see, if you are about to cross the road and a car is coming, will I tell you, oh, don't, a car is coming, or will you scream and shout and say, a car is about to hit you?
Exactly. Facts.
Which one will you take is saying it to you in love? If a person is saying so sweetly and so gently, won't you tell the person, Why didn't you shout at me?
Let's play out that scenario. You're crossing the road. Oh my God, there's a car coming. Please move.
I would think like you want me dead.
So, hey, oh my God, you know, the car is coming. Oh my God, move.
Oh my God, no, move. Nigga, oh, shout at me. You love me. You love me because you're seeing that something's about to hit me and you're trying to pull me away. Sometimes you need to shout.
Very true.
But like I said, there's a way you can do something without it being disrespectful. You know what disrespectful is? You know what disrespectful is when you're making a person feel like they're under your shoe.
Yeah, I think when you make them feel. Yeah.
Yeah. When you genuinely feel like this person is beneath you. You know, but there's a way you can still like deliver it without it being like a disrespect. You are being disrespectful. I mean, they might stick it as disrespectful initially, but when they sit down and read, like, nah, that person.
They actually do want the best for me. I think that's just what I want to talk about because you know, it's getting also to the end of the year, and we should start looking at those kind of things honestly. Like, listen. I'm not preaching all those, oh my God, you should have achieved everything. No, I'm just preaching about the fact that there's a balance between saying, oh, I could have achieved this, and oh, you know what, I should have done better. If I had done better this year, I would have done this by now.
Right. So one more thing I wanted to say is that, like, I think one also has to be okay that sometimes in having a difficult conversation with somebody, you're also taking, like, the risk that that person might never speak to you again.
Oh yeah, like, true.
And like, I'll give one good example. I remember watching this show called Good Doctor, and there was a guy on the show who has dealt with addiction issues. I think like opioids and stuff like that. And so he had made this decision because he's also a doctor. He had made the decision that he never wanted to have any of those drugs. Like maybe when he's in pain, he doesn't want to take like painkillers because he felt like he's like a slippery slope. So he had this girl that he liked, and you know, he had shared this with her. She knew all of this. But one day he had like a really bad accident. And when he had the bad accident, she wanted him to, because she's also a doctor as well, she wanted to put him on painkillers. He said no. Understandably, you know, because of what he had said before.
Yeah.
He was like, and so for a bit she had kind of like respected his choice, like. But you could see that he was suffering. Like, the pain could literally, like, kill him. And so, at some point, she put those drugs in his system. Like, she just did. Now, of course, when he came to, he was, like, really upset with her. That, like, you know, you disrespect, you basically, like, put aside what I wanted. Like, you knew this. Like, knowing, like, why would you do it? Will you still do it again, knowing how I feel right now? She said, yes, she'll still do it again. Like, she was that. She said, you were dying, bro. I was not going to let you die. Like, and I took that risk that you might never speak to me again. But, like, I did what I had to. I'd rather that.
Like, yeah, fact.
I'd rather that, you know. Now, of course, eventually they were able to, like, kind of, like, you know.
They figured it out.
They kind of, like, understood where the other was coming from. And he was able to figure out what he needed to make sure that, like, he doesn't fall off the wagon and stuff like that. But whole point is that sometimes, and that is an arguable situation. Some people might say she's wrong or whatever. But the whole point is that this was a person who cared for this person so much and knew that this thing could lead to a person's death. So this person's death. And she did what she felt like would keep him alive.
Yeah.
You know, and taking the risk knowing that it might
he will probably never talk to her again.
So yeah, sometimes those things can happen and I think one has to be ready for that. And the truth is that it's just life.
Yeah, I mean, it's also like, it's true. I think you're right. It's like sometimes you might see, and this might be very sensitive an example, but sometimes you might see your friends losing their way, like things that, you know, they are definitely better than, and they're like doing it. Might be with somebody that maybe with a partner or things that you just know that they shouldn't be doing, and that the risk of your friendship, you just have to call them out. Right. Or sometimes maybe they're just being complacent. Maybe it's like somebody that you know could be doing a lot more with their potential, but then they're not. So you need to be able to like call them out. And yeah, sometimes people won't take it well. Might be like, oh, you but you're my guy, you should support me or whatever. But you know, there has to be a balance, right, between all those kind of things. Yeah, you see what I'm talking about creativity in this country. Life.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Google Meet is fine, but not them taking light midway through the episode, guys. You see what we're talking about? But anyway, it's cool. I think no, it's just a conversation around deep, you know, about having those conversations. That's just what I want to talk about, because you know, just in line with the men's mental health month, right? I've mentioned before how sometimes as a guy you're like, I really feel this way, but let me leave it because I don't have this conversation. But I think you know, please, men, start having those conversations, those difficult conversations. Be with your guys, I don't know, be with your partners or your friends, your family. Just really start having those conversations so you don't keep bottling everything in. And so you can actually live a long and fruitful life.
Period.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that's all from me.
Yeah, that's all. So I guess we could do some recommendations.
Okay. What do you have as yours?
My song recommendations are, please give me a second. The first one is Bossy Part 2.
You already did that last with World and Omar.
I did that. Yes. Oh,
we need to have a difficult conversation. Your memory is very bad.
Sorry.
I need you to do better. Yeah.
Okay. So the next one is Million Little Miracles by Elevation Worship and Maverick City Music, featuring Jewel L. Barnes. And the next one is I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl by Nina Simone.
Ah, that's a nice song. Okay. Let me see. What do I have as a song recommendation this week? This week I've been doing up gym music. So I think I'll just drop, let me see, which one did I really like this week? Who was I feeling? Ooh, ABBA. Gimme.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a throwback there. Oh yeah, my walking pace has started increasing, by the way. Thanks for asking. So
that's good.
Yeah, fits 2025. No pressure.
As in, no pressure.
No pressure at all. So I'm not one of those new year, new me people. Let body rest. The body will come when it comes. Okay, nice. That said, Sha, I hope you're enjoying winter. I can see you in a hoodie.
You know me, I don't like cold weather. So, like, it's just so crazy that I came during this period.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
I mean, it's cool.
Yeah.
I feel like there was something I wanted to say. Oh, yes. You know, Coco's burning ram kini was today, this Saturday.
Yes.
If I did not travel,
you'd have gone.
That's it. I mean, a meat festival, but...
Well, you're going to leave your house to eat meat.
Yeah, like, it's one of those things that, like, the thing just sounded so nice. I'm like, it doesn't sound like a bad idea.
A bunch of people just eating meat.
Guy, I mean, hey, I've never heard of a meat festival. I'm just like, sure. Like,
to be fair, I get it, though. I get it. It does sound like...
Went for burning ram, which is such an interesting name.
Yeah, burning ram.
Do something like that one. Maybe we're there to be doing festival one time. Who knows?
We'll be doing what?
All things 30. All things or something. I don't know.
We'll see.
Our tickets, subscribe to our newsletter. We'll be dropping the link to buy the tickets very soon. And like we said, it's very limited. It'll be 10th of December. Tickets will be 5K. What else? Follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, Route 30 Podcast. Use RT 30 Podcast. Gist as the hashtag. What else? Follow our playlist on Apple Music and Spotify Radio 30. Mm-hmm. What else? You can always send us messages through our Talk to Us link.
Yes.
Our link in bio, you'll be able to see the forms or you can ask us questions or whatever.
Yes.
So we thank you so much for
everything?
This. I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Also, follow us on Instagram and all those places. You said that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, before we go, have you been seeing this "What if I recorded every day of my life forever" thing that Tim is doing?
I've been seeing. It's actually been pretty interesting.
It is absolutely interesting, and actually, I didn't know how much joy that thing gives me on a daily basis. Weird. Yeah, like I wake up and
a rich person, like rich person life. Like but I don't know, I think maybe the way she's doing it is pretty, I don't know, it's just interesting.
It's interesting, you know. I didn't know why I was upset the other day, but then I watched it and I was like, that's what's missing.
Oh, that you didn't watch.
Yeah. So it's fun. It's fun.
Because it sounds like they might have gotten married in private.
Apparently they did. Yeah, apparently they did. Who knows? But yeah, you know. Shout out to them. Yeah. So I think that is it for this week, people. And we shall see you. This month is going to be interesting.
Recording.
Yes.
Yeah.
This month is going to be interesting, guys. So we will see how this month develops. Yeah. So see you guys. We plan on what now?
Well, we do plan on dropping an episode.
Oh yeah, definitely. So again, sign up to the newsletter to get tickets. So, and also check the Tix Africa thing. And that is it, people. We will see you. We'll see you on the next one.
Yeah.
Bye.